The young hare knew he was in deep trouble. Glancing around to see if he could spot Russet, Tamil pointed at his property.
Good day, friends. I say, that's my Belton duck. Got your well trying on, you know.
The female kept her arrow centred on Tamil. Turning to her partner, she revealed a row of snaggled, discoloured teeth and a grin.
Laddie da, Groomel. Ain't he got nice manners? Did you know that's his jolly old Durkin belt you're trying on?
Grommel had fastened the belt around his waist, and now he was stroking the dirk handle and admiring the fine blade.
Oh, is it now? Well, here's the way I sees it, Skulker. That beast flung himself in our water without so much as a body of leave. Look at him there, drinking away and sporting about as if it belonged to him.
Tamo stood quite still in the stream and managed to force a friendly smile at the evil pair.
Accept my apologies, you chaps. Sorry, I didn't know the stream belonged to you. I'll just hop right out.
Grommel pulled his spear from the ground.
Aye, that's the ticket, me young bucko. You just stop right up here on the bank so as we can search you. You're going to pay for the use of our water. Keep that shaft aimed at him, Skulker. If he makes one false move, shoot him between the eyes and slay him.
Skulker drew her bowstring tight, sniggering.
If he don't have no more valuables, then maybe we can use him as a slave for a few seasons.
A hardwood stick came whirling in a blare from the tree cover and struck the arrow, snapping it clean in two pieces. Russa hurtled out like a lightning bolt, shoving Skulker into the water and launching herself at Grommel. She caught him a terrific headbutt to the stomach and he crumpled to the ground, mouth open as he fought for air. Tamo waded swiftly to the shallows, and as Skulker staggered upright, he dealt her a powerful kick with both foot paws. She fell back in the water, and he sat upon her, applying all his weight. Russa had relieved Gommel of the dirk. Now she grabbed a hardwood stick and stood waiting for him to rise. He came up fast, seizing his spear and charging her. Almost casually, she stepped to one side, dealing him three quick, hard blows to the back of his head as he rushed by her. The ferret dropped like a log. Ignoring him, she turned to Tamo and said,
"Best let that un up before you drown her, mate."
Tamo hauled Skulker, dripping and spluttering, from the stream. He shook water from his eyes, peering indignantly at Russa.
"I say, you might have told me about these two before you let me flippin' well dash down here and dive in the water, what?"
The squirrel kicked Skulker flat, trapping her across the throat with the hardwood stick. Then she shrugged indifferently.
"I didn't know they were down there. Besides, you couldn't wait to dash into the water. I never approach a campsite without checking it out first, mate, and so should you."